Got my mojo working, but it shouldn't just work for me. And that's what today's show is about. Hi, this is Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is a show about mojo, swagger, attitude, whatever you want to call it. It's important to deliver it on every interview you go on because it's one of the things that firms, hiring managers, HR people really connect with, that attitude that you have in your interview. So we're going to go into detail on the show, but in the meantime, I hope you like it, and if you do, please give it 5 stars on iTunes. It's going to help other people discover it. So with that, let's get our mojo working, folks, because it shouldn't just work for you. Well, let's go back to it. Let's talk a little bit about mojo, swagger, attitude, whatever term you're going to use to describe it, whether you're a leader, an executive, or a staff person. Firms buy into that. And often when you're out looking for work, you're not on your turf, you don't feel completely confident, you feel like you want to feel out the other person. Mistake. What you need to do is deal with another person as you presuppose them to be, because 95 times out of 100, when you meet people in social situations, your instincts about them are right. So don't waste time feeling out other people. Just go right for, I don't want to say right for the kill, but go right into trusting your instincts mode. And, you know, as you walk into the interview, you shake hands assertively with someone. I'm not talking about one of those ridiculous handshakes that you're pumping their arm like you're pumping water from a well. You know, I'm talking about a firm, confident handshake, an assertive manner about yourself. And again, assertive is not rude or obnoxious. It's just confident, certain, decisive. When you think about certain actors or actresses, and you think of how they carry themselves in front of a camera, they've got it. You want to have it and show it. You want to have that great handshake. You have a great smile on your face. As you talk, you don't want to seem, you know, concerned, worried, like you're pondering. What you want to be doing is speaking confidently and certainly about the subject. And at the end of the day, if they choose someone else, it makes no difference. Someone's going to hire you. You have to conduct yourself with that belief. Someone's going to hire you. And it's just a question of the right firm finding you and you demonstrating your skills in a way that makes sense to them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've personally selected. Information I've created, advice I've created that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Have a great day.